You're listening to the Power Cosmic Podcast with Drifticon producer Mitch Halleck and artist extraordinaire Jerry Ordway. Each time the guys get together, they talk about movies, TV, comic books, and more, eating pizza and a lot of noise in the background. But hey, you know what you're getting into when you turn this thing on. So sit back, relax, and listen to the Power Cosmic Podcast.
Jerry's driving. We're going to go hook up with Franco at the Molly Brown's, is it?
Widow Brown's.
Widow Brown's. Go talk about that. But on the way there, oh, look, Harley Davidson. We just walked out of King, I think it's Godzilla and King Kong.
It's Godzilla X Kong.
X Kong. I didn't know what that meant, like Times Kong. I didn't understand the little graphic there. And then what? There's a subtitle to it, too. I don't know what the hell it is. King of the Monsters.
Or
WrestleMania 17 or something.
Yes.
So, in a nutshell, it's like an animated... I swear, I feel like it's a giant cartoon. But, like you said, it was a giant wrestling match with a bunch of dinosaur monsters.
Yeah.
And you got the Freeze Monster, and you got the... the Godzilla, and you got King Kong, and then you got the bad King Kongs with their tattoos. And they, well, you knew they were bad because they had tattoos. Then he had henchmen. He had hench gorillas with them, which wasn't funny, I thought. They like turned around like, hey, boss, what are we going to do? You could almost hear the Otis music when they're like walking around. And then there was a giant Mothra. And at that point, when the giant singing moth comes, I'm thinking, man, the holes they're going to have in their clothes when that thing's done.
I know.
But... and then
I was thinking of all the dust.
All the dust was flowing through. And I was really, at one point, thinking, boy, I've been dosed with some hallucinogenic because I'm watching a giant golden moth fly through the sky and everyone's happy. And the earth, they got the hollow earth and Warlord's not in it. But boy, oh boy, he should pop up in it. You knew what you were getting, right, Jer?
Yeah.
There was no surprise in this one.
No, and it really was, like you said, wrestling or something.
Yeah.
The whole movie, you have to sit through all the exposition.
To get to the fight.
To get to the big fight. But once it hits that fight, it was really good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm going to stop talking soon. I want to see the fight. And it is like a silent movie. And the funnier thing is they actually emoted so well, I understood what was happening. I go, no one's speaking. It's a bunch of monsters.
The creatures had more emotion
than the actors did.
Yeah.
And it's Rebecca Hall, who's a good actress.
For the actors in that.
I do.
But you know what you're signing up for.
I know, but when she's doing some of the dialogue, like, Kong needs to do this, Kong... I go, does...
to explain stuff. Yeah,
she has to feel stupid at one point. Go, I can't believe I went to the Shakespeare School of Acting sit there to go, well, Kong, look at the wingspan on Mothra. It would kill us all.
Yeah, it's like...
All right, we're going to go walk into Molly Brown's, and maybe if it's not loud, I'll record. All right, hold on. I'm pausing it.
I got dessert.
What did you get? You got some of... I saw you pull that out. I bought Raisinets before, but I ate them before the movie started. Wow, this place is hopping tonight.
Yeah, before the movie started, you ate them in the car.
I ate them in the car, right? Before I got to his house, I had them all. My wife's like, oh, you bought candy ahead of time? I go, uh-huh. She goes, you're never going
to... But you ate them before you even got to his house?
Yeah. It was bad. Look, Speedo weather's coming. I got a couple months. Hey, be putting on the banana hammock anytime now. Ooh, they have edibles and spirits. Get a high and the ghosts will come and get you. But, you know, I got to say, Godzilla's acting was a little different than it was in Godzilla Minus
Why
One.
Why did they give him a starring role?
He had top billing, right?
Yeah. The
takes over.
Good, how are you?
Cool. We have our craft beer list and our specials menu here.
All right. I think we have... Once we came here after Aquaman, remember that? Years ago, the first Aquaman. Oh, yeah. What a classic that was. The 5-ounce burger.
Burger's good.
5 ounces? Is that small?
It's like five ounces.
No, I'm just saying, is it like a tiny?
16 ounces is a pound.
Yeah, so five. So it's a quarter pounder.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You're welcome to the math part of the show tonight. Mitch and Jerry discuss things here. Hermit thrush party. That sounds like something you get in your mouth.
Yeah, you need to go to the doctor.
Is that right? Yeah, I don't know what
it is.
Are you
recording?
I am. Am I? Yeah, what the hell? People like it's better than Johnny's show. He'll be mad about that.
You can't see our heads bobbing.
That's right. He doesn't listen to this.
No.
Is it really green beer? Or is that for was that for St. Patrick's Day last week?
You know what you'd like to have?
I don't know. What are you getting, Jim?
You look ready.
I'm gonna, oh, I'll go. Can I get the burger with chili on it?
Chili, how would you like it cooked?
Medium.
So like cheese?
Yeah.
Cheddar Swiss, American provolone?
Cheddar.
Terrific con over there.
Hey, hey. Is that an English muffin? The 5 ounces?
The 5 ounces, yeah. Yes. You can trade the English muffin if you prefer it on
the restaurant. No, it's all right. I got nothing against the English. You know what? I'll get a basic
regular
cheeseburger, fries. We got onion rings instead of fries?
I do.
I'll take those.
What kind of cheese do you like?
I'll take American cheese.
And how do you want to cook it?
Medium's fine. They do like
take off the shirt. You still got the image on your chest.
No, but they do like
it's like caught in a nuclear blast.
No, they do
just burn that image right into. Yeah. You.
They do a dye on some of them. I don't know how they do
Godzilla
it.
Godzilla hits you with that nuclear stuff. Yeah. It deflects it.
It's the bar with the Barbie power.
I might do the billboard on the highway because I got two regular billboards this year. Maybe I do Here Comes Terrificon and have them on the side. People are like, what's that? I don't know.
So the lettering looks good. I told you, I
had to knock out the gradation.
Right.
So it's solid red and yellow.
Like when I was doing it, it's like you can't. He was trying to do it with like some kind of program, and you got to hand letter it because it fits.
Yeah.
And there's just it's not.
There's no font that does the same.
Well, there's also no way to map because Daredevil was drawn originally. You know, you really can't map what stretches as it goes up. So
most of those titles in the old,
those were all
the sound effects were all drawn into.
Yeah. Where do you think they came from?
I don't know. There's no typography.
Well, they wouldn't pay because type used to be expensive.
Really?
It's cheaper to have that guy.
Have a guy really like sprawling.
Because he could do it in 3 minutes.
Yeah. The other day, remember I sent the Don Martin thing to you? What were you buying? Splong? What the hell was that? I said, it sounds like a Don Martin meal.
It sounds like a really juicy thong.
You posted something.
I know, I don't remember.
You don't remember? And I said,
I thought it was
it was a food. It was on your page. You said, oh, I just bought this thing to eat. It was like Splunk. And I said, it sounded like a Don Martin Captain Klutz thing.
I found something in the grocery store.
Yeah, that was it.
Sprunch or something like that.
What the hell is Sprunch?
I got a picture of it.
It's a visual thing. So anyway.
That's the one I found the other day.
Yeah, what was that? Tartalette. Sounds like a toilet, but it's for fancy people.
I wrote on
it's
Facebook,
a tartalette.
Let her do what?
Yeah.
See, I take pictures in the grocery store.
Sponge.
And I said, sounds like a Don Martin thing. Sponge.
That is quite interesting.
I take pictures of things in the grocery store.
I don't know whether to eat it or wash my dishes with it.
You have to use that sound effect in one of your comments.
I have this guy, Greg, I know, yells at me, because stop being at the grocery store. I'll walk through the aisles and go, what is that? And I'll take a picture and post it and see if anybody knows.
Did you see that one on the wall? A cave?
No, brainwashed of Big Jimmy.
But look at Jimmy's proportion. And this looks like
King Kong.
But it's clearly after the Hulk. Because it's probably like when the comics went from 10 cents to 12 cents.
I'm the
that's me.
Yeah. I'm the abominable. Thank you.
I had to take a picture of it because remember when people bought these things?
Oh, all those Jimmy Olsen's are stupid.
This is probably contemporary with the first, say, year and a half, maybe, of Marvel.
Oh, with the goofy covers?
So you could see why kids would go, what the fuck is this? I want Thor. He's pounding somebody with his hammer.
Did you notice there was no female Kongs? Not saying anything. I'm just putting it out there.
We don't know that. What are they going to have, like, stylish hair or something?
Are we allowed to say spoilers on this?
Yeah, go ahead, because no one's listening.
So
it's just us.
When they found Hollow World.
Hollow Earth. Yeah.
Apparently, Kong finds another level down.
Yeah.
So, like, we're descending further into hell.
Like Dante.
It is like a game.
That's why I was like, wait, they're already in the center. They're going in the center of the center?
But now another level down. Another level down will probably be the female.
There's like a whole Amazonian level.
Right.
Like the Wonder Woman.
And then probably the level after that.
Is all Godzilla. Baby Kong came from somewhere.
Kong's all the way down.
Kong down.
There's the next movie title.
Kong down. they wind up in Sydney, Australia, and destroy it?
Sponge. Or God forbid they pop up in the water. Would all the water come leaking into Hollow Earth and fill it?
That's what I'm talking like about. A hole? They have these portals that show up all over the world.
There's gravity in there of some sort.
Oh, so it always shows in big cities. Yes. It's like a support.
But there's water covering most of the Earth.
That's what I'm saying. So why isn't the water? Yeah.
Right.
There should be a big hole in the bottom of the ocean.
The ocean's off limits.
And there's no sea. No. He did jump in the water.
Yeah.
They were in the frozen ice polar cap.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went into a thing. So he got, yeah.
Oh.
Didn't he jump in there? No. He stood on top of the ice thing. Did you notice that? Because I was like, how tall is he?
And then somebody climbed on top. He was in Antarctica right. The other guy's, like, energy source or whatever. Remember? Godzilla was eating.
Yeah, monster.
We never even heard of or they ever talked about, but he was there.
What era of TV do you think this is? Not for the people on podcast, but
Jerry showed us a picture of black and white TV sets.
I don't know, the '50s,
60s.
That's
right?
the '60s.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. The dial.
These are like TVs that I remember.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be 1930s.
Oh no! Wow. The screens in 1930 were about
I'm
8 inches.
It's like someone should have done a little bit.
Who drew that?
It was in a JSA.
Oh no!
Or it's one of those JSA books.
Not the
'30s. If you're gonna do the era,
looks like definitely the '50s. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I had a TV like that. One was their first color TV, but we had an old console.
Remember my grandfather had in his garage an old TV, and it was like the screen was about 6 inches.
If they had TVs in the '30s,
yeah, but they were
had, like,
tiny
portals, like on a ship. Yeah. And yeah. The screen was about 8 inches at the most.
But I think on the third level down on Hollow Earth.
Oh, on Hollow Earth.
You'll find all those
they
TVs.
They had better TVs, yeah.
But that woman knew how to translate everything. And I was thinking,
she was there for the exposition to translate the entire
landscape. It was
around.
Nice. Did you see that nice little, like, waterfall thing? Who built that? And they're like, oh, look, humans are here. Okay. And then they get down there, and there was all those, that girl's people. With the little thing on her head?
There were girls.
They have
but
girls.
They're not going to make them
all. All right.
Oh.
So
he's saying, like,
what was supposed to happen?
In Hollow Earth, there's not a lot of creatures. They might.
What was supposed to happen when the two pyramids met? Now, those were the pyramids, like the top of the inner earth and the bottom of the earth.
No, they were.
That's like
they were
God and Adam's finger touching. You
yeah, I know, but what was going to happen?
They were negating gravity.
Oh, the gravity. So they said the world was going to end.
Once they did that, that's when everything.
That's where everything started.
I think that's how they got sucked up back to our earth.
But how did they fix it?
Pull it apart.
They didn't fix it.
I was like,
but I was very confused as to what type of movie
at what
we were
point,
watching.
I didn't know either.
At one point, it was Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Then it was some sort
like
of
Indiana
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
I even made the Ace Ventura.
Then it was like
when it fixed a tooth.
Then it was the
right gentleman.
Yeah.
Then it was the travel to Mordor.
Yeah, when they were walking forever.
Yeah, but they wound up at the cliffs of Mordor where everything was on fire and all the apes were there.
Thanks. And then Kong.
And then Transformers, because he got hurt, but he fought the ice creature.
And then Kong didn't even realize there was a whole other group of other Kong people. Well, like, there was like a whole
spoiler alert.
And he's been down there for like years.
He's all lonely in the. Well, he's there since the last movie.
And then I said, you notice I was on the way here. Did
like
you notice?
She said, it's been over a year. He's been down.
The bad guy had hench apes with him. Like, yeah. He sat on that throne with that bullwhip.
But he had
who
them
made
building
the whip?
Something. What
I was
were
like,
they building?
I was like, who made that whip for him? It was cool. And it had that little shiny rabbit's foot at the end that controlled the other poor.
Maybe
monster
all those,
thing.
All those monkey guys.
They had nothing else to do. I was thinking
they were
when
whittling.
When you take chewing gum, you used to make those little wrapper chains.
I thought it was a spine.
Yeah.
Was it a spine? But it moved pretty good.
Well, spines move okay.
Yeah, but there's ligaments and stuff inside.
But what are they building?
Why are we actually
there
trying to rationalize
this?
There's no giant
air. There's no buildings.
There's lava everywhere.
So you're moving from one side of
water. Did you notice when they moved that whole mountain, suddenly that creature came out? I was like, what is it, like on hinges? Like when the gorillas, like, suddenly they all moved everything? I was like, what's happening? There's a point in my brain where I go, man, if I was on drugs, I'd be like, this is fine. But trying to rationalize it, you got to stop and go, there's no point to
it. When you're not on drugs, you sit there going, what's happening? What am I doing here?
When I was telling him, I said, I'm literally watching a movie about a giant golden moth is like spewing stuff everywhere and making some weird noise. And that saved the day.
Okay, now here's another
spoiler. Godzilla knew the moth. They were like, hey, we're
buds. Now here's another spoiler thing, right? When they found the people, the lost people, right? They had that electromagnetic web thing, right? Like, who made that to begin with? Because then they brought Mothra back, and Mothra, like, repaired that thing. You know,
it was
the
like
girl,
a membrane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you cut through it.
You don't want to know what that's made of.
Oh, Mothra is the one that fixed the Earth. That's who fixed it.
Yeah, but Mothra also fixed the membrane thing.
Insects spew things.
All I'm thinking is, you know how many sweaters that Mothra must eat? So it's like, you gotta get big moth.
That's what all the monkeys in Mordor were making, with big giant sweaters from Mothra.
And they all had tattoos? How did they know to do that? They had red markings on them so you could tell.
It's just blood on a hand. You don't need to. Yeah.
I mean, these are the wrong questions. It's a make-believe thing.
What? It's not real?
But it would be funny if at the end of the movie they had like a special extra scene and Godzilla's in a nice sweater then suddenly there's holes in it and he's like...
No, when he froze that dude at the end, I'm telling the ending, when he slammed him, I thought he was going to break into little pieces, but his eye was still moving, so I'm like, oh, he's still alive, he's just encased. It's not like Mr. Freeze, where he like freezes you and you fall down and you shatter to pieces. But King Kong broke him up, and they had that hand.
Hey, come on, it's the real world. You have to have a hero who kills.
I like how the monkeys made fun of him because of
the tooth, and then he lost his tooth.
Yeah. That was a funny bit.
It was a bit.
Especially seeing the people on the street, like, whoa!
But I didn't know the
size of that tooth.
I didn't know the monkeys were capable of mocking and sarcasm.
They were. They were.
Yeah, but they didn't throw poop.
They did not throw poop.
Maybe that's the next level down, is the monkeys who throw poop.
Imagine the screenwriter on this. Who'd you say? Was it the guys from Small... Oh, no, that's another movie.
Yeah, it was the...
Go and Millar?
Millar, yeah.
They wrote this?
Yeah.
Wow. How much
the idea is somebody came up with that mythology of the, Earth. The other tribe, the lost tribe, and all that.
I don't know. Did somebody really have it all outlined, like, for every movie? Like, I hope
they
make a lot of money
so
we can get to this.
Keep them straight. I mean, think of how Monarch the TV
I tried, I watched a little recap the other day of all those TV shows with Kurt Russell, and then it said, here's how they all connect. I was like, really?
It connects to the movies, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. You watched Monarch.
I did, but I thought it was separate from
the John Goodman character.
They're just picking stuff that we haven't seen.
Right, yeah.
Was the guy
movie, yeah.
And that ties into Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Godzilla showed up in Monarch, didn't he?
But John Goodman shows up in Monarch.
They nuked
him, but he never came. I thought he came back at the very end. I don't even remember. It's after a while. It's almost like Transformers. When they're fighting, because I remember my kids would take me to see those Transformer movies, I had no idea what was going on. I used to sit there and go, which one's the bad robot? And they're just shit, and they're blowing up buildings.
But there's a lot of destruction in any of these.
And my kids were like, yeah, that's the Decepticon. I go, okay.
Could you imagine if they did like a My Dinner with Andre type movie?
With King Kong and Godzilla? King Kong,
they get together and they think they're going to fight, and instead they just... sit down on the pyramids and they start eating chatting.
That Godzilla Minus One was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was all about the people.
But
this was the people were the most boring part of the movie. As soon as they start talking, they go, could you hurry it up, please?
But you know what will kill that? That guy had a low budget to make the special effects.
Oh, that guy. Oh,
so he
minus
had to
one.
Make an interesting human story because that didn't cost as much as doing Godzilla effects.
This guy here.
This one
like,
is like probably $200 million in just that big fight.
We need a joke. Give the guy a
this
joke.
This was $200 million just in teeth.
Then I was like, what happened to Millie Bobby Brown? I'm like, isn't she in these movies too?
And also the Skarsgård guy, he was in one of these, right?
Well, so was Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Hiddleston.
He was in the 70s with Brie Larson.
Yeah, but Brie Larson, but that's like long
that's
ago.
Supposed to be like...
Yeah, but that was 50 years ago.
Yeah,
what happened to... Oh, Cranston got killed.
You can pick and choose. Yeah, Cranston dies.
And then there was Watanabe.
Spoiler alert, he dies in...
He died in the other one.
The first remake or the first...
I don't know. I suppose it'll make money. What do I know?
I mean, it was fun.
It was fun. I'm not saying I did not have a good time. I don't know. So it's like doing Whippets with, whipped cream. It's fun. Sure, it's not good for you.
Yeah, but a movie's not doesn't give you calories.
Oh, well, you'd be surprised. I already had the Raisinets before the movie. He's eating his stuff. His peanut butter cups. That kept you alive all day today.
Yeah.
How was Ghostbusters since we didn't see it? Spoil that movie.
I enjoyed it. Mostly there's nitpicky things.
Mostly.
Like I'm like, because there's nitpicky things where I'm like, oh, come on. Like, that could have been tied up better.
Have some.
That could have been tied up better. That could have been
you
this.
Don't
that could have been that.
Yeah.
But then, you know what it missed for me was...
Harold Ramis?
The humor. It was the humor just didn't hit for me in any of it.
But Ernie Hudson tells Dan Aykroyd to shut up.
Yeah.
He's like the everyman guy.
Yeah.
He didn't really care about
it.
But Aykroyd was all into it.
Now he's like kind of like a like a Bill Gates type of
entrepreneur. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, so what was the context of the scene? Was it Aykroyd just getting all nerdy about it? And he was like, oh, is that what it was? He just told him.
Yeah, he was like, you can't keep doing crap like this.
You know who was in the movie? The guy from near my hometown who was in the first movie, the man with no dick. In the movie. In the movie.
They didn't show a lot of him in the movie.
He's the councilman for like New York City who banned them. Yeah. He's from Orange, Connecticut.
What?
The home of the Pets. Yeah, the guy that was in the movie. He was also a diehard. He gets shot.
Right. Did he pass away?
No, he's in this movie. He's not dead.
Oh, okay. No. I thought
they brought his dead body in the movie.
No, I just thought
he's the mayor.
Oh, he's the mayor this time?
He's the mayor of New York.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's the one where Murray does the...
You know, shit rises.
There's no mention of Sigourney Weaver's character. They don't even talk about her. Not even a hint. Like, where's what was her name? Dana. Where's Dana?
Nope.
And Murray's kid. Isn't Paul Rudd their kid?
Nope.
I thought he was like related to them. Like
you're
that little kid, Oscar.
Your own mythology.
Yeah. I don't, oh,
you've been watching.
They never talked about him. Remember, she had a baby in the second one.
Yeah, right.
It was Murray and her kid. They don't mention that.
No.
The custody issues, you know, they don't want to. She's like got divorced. They don't want to talk about her.
Does Murray have a big part or just like 5 minutes?
Well, 7 minutes.
Oh, really?
I mean, it feels like the type, like with the Godzilla movie, you don't see that running shot until the end.
Yeah, at the beginning of the battle. When they team
up. It's like you see stuff in the trailer that you go, oh, if you knew that would be a spoiler, or you, it gives you an expectation, like, is this guy in the whole movie? They do that all the time.
Well, I didn't think they were going to be in the whole movie. I thought there was just going to be Paul Rudd and the kids. I didn't think it was going to be.
I like the
original Ghostbusters.
Pretty big part. He's an inconsistent.
Right.
Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, Aykroyd is. Oh, really? What about Hudson?
Hudson, yeah. He's got more of a Murray part.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I like the first one a lot. Whatever
the,
it was called.
Afterlife.
Yeah. You mean Afterlife? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that girl, the little kid, was great.
McKenna. Something.
Yeah, she was just like. The whole movie,
yep.
Just the perfect.
Was there Kim Wolf in it, the nerdy boy that was?
It's about her again.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
So it's the story is interesting enough.
Andy Potts in it a lot, or not really?
Andy, why don't you just go watch the movie?
I don't want to see it. I want to go see it. I thought you were going to go see it with Rachel. I said, I'll go see it with Rachel.
No. I was trying to get
you said you
want to
go,
it.
And I was like, I don't know.
His comment was, it looks stupid.
It did look dumb.
It's Ghostbusters.
Oh, but you thought Godzilla Kong was better.
But I'm just saying, like, here's the funny thing. The funny thing is, the original Ghostbusters is stupid. You know, it's
right.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's stupid.
No, I said
stupid.
That the other
there's
day.
There's sci-fi elements, and it's funny.
I never thought it was the greatest movie.
There's sci-fi elements, but the humor
just doesn't
hit.
No, the first Ghostbusters everybody raved about, I go, am I missing something? It's okay. It's entertaining, but I didn't go see it 3 or 4 times. I saw it once. I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Second one,
wasn't it the highest grossing comedy
of
that
year? Yeah, it was that, then Indiana Jones, and then, no, Beverly Hills Cop was up there, too. 84.
Yeah.
Lights are going out over there. And then the sequel came out in 89. Then you had Batman.
Right.
Last Crusade.
Indiana Jones.
Right.
You had the second of the Timothy Dalton Bonds.
Oh, was that 89? And there was that Star Trek 5.
Generation.
Was
there.
Wow, you guys can remember that.
I remember. Oh, no. 89.
I just remember that because.
I just remember you go to the theaters. Like, oh,
Indiana Jones opened first. And it was the first. Like season movie summer season where movies earned almost all their money in the first week.
Yeah,
like Batman had the broke records, right?
Oh, and Batman was huge.
Batman had legs, but the other ones all boom and then they burned out because there was so many movies.
I think Ghostbusters got wiped out by Batman because Batman was June
12th. Ghostbusters still made money, right?
The second one?
Yeah, I thought it was
not as much.
Not as much.
I just thought it was still a big movie.
Chili burger. Do you want the chili on it or on the side?
Yes,
on
definitely.
It.
Thank you.
Now, I remember there was that one scene with the Twinkie. That's in the second movie. That's a big Twinkie. When he says, imagine that this stuff is a Twinkie. And then at the end, they walk down the street with the Statue of Liberty. And they play the Jackie Wilson song. That's about all I remember from that movie.
You know what movie actually plays better now than it did to me? Was the Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I always thought that was
I remember seeing the first Blues Brothers.
You didn't like it? Oh, no.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I just felt like it was like, that was
I saw that more than I saw The Empire Strikes Back.
Just this last couple of months or whatever, I was like, wow, that's really funny.
Speaking of The Empire Strikes Back, which nobody was but me, I've been listening to, you know how you always get books on tape, the autobiography?
Yeah.
I had all these Audible credits that I don't use. I go, oh, let me get a biography. I got Billy Dee Williams. That guy's the coolest guy in the world. It's like, it was Tuesday. I just had my third menage a trois, and I had to go do a scene with Diane Carroll.
How you doing, baby?
And then I went into the shower, and there was another woman there. So I said, hand me the soap, honey. I got to be somewhere in 20 minutes. And it's like, oh, my God. I'm just driving, listening to this, and it's like, he says it like nothing. That was my first menage a trois, but it wouldn't be my last.
He was truly the most interesting man in the world.
I mean, really. And he just rattles his stuff off like it's nothing.
How many,
you know,
Colt 45s did
he take? Oh,
that comes up. Yeah,
you need that for a menage a trois.
No, but he lives up in New York on 135th Street, and he talks about the stuff that's going on. You know, it's a good biography, but the only thing is he reads it, and I know he's an old man. He's like 86 years old, and he's reading it, but he takes these weird pauses that you normally wouldn't do. It's like, I went to the store, and then
he's doing his Christopher Walken impression.
Was there, and I actually went and manipulated so he could speed it up. So I did it instead of one speed.
You're
I did
so
1.2. No, because it makes it sound like he's talking at a normal rate. Yeah, no offense to the guy,
but he's reading from large print.
I was thinking, is he reading like for the first time? Like, did he write this book or what? It's like, I went. Hey, you know what? Was in the Empire.
You know what
strikes.
Books are really good?
Speedy and Onion
Rings. That's me. Which book's good?
The autobiography of.
I'll bring you some napkins.
Thank you very much.
Of who?
The Eric Idle one.
Oh.
He reads his own. John Cleese reads his own.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, they crack each other. They're reading their stuff, and they...
You got any hot sauce? Like
sure.
Tabasco sauce?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They start giggling at their own stories.
Their own stories, yeah.
Which is really kind of cute. But, like, Cleese is, like, talking about something. He starts laughing while he's talking about it. It was like, well, that feels very genuine.
They pop up, Eric Idle, because they go to a party during the making of The Empire Strikes Back. It's like, Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher... We're partying that night.
That one's yours. We each had two.
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
They were high as a kite. They were partying all night with Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones.
What do you guys how do you feel about like Animal House? Did you
I like
you watch
I saw
it
the
recently?
Theaters.
I watched it a few years ago. But
I mean, I know it so much, I don't need to really watch it.
Well, just thinking
I don't
about
know if it would have ever been made today.
No, most of these movies wouldn't be made today.
You remember, because they kind of did the scene that was in one of those National Lampoon comic strip pages.
What's that?
With the drunk girl in the grocery cart.
Oh, whether it that was in the book? That was in the magazine?
Yeah, it was in the magazine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that really feels like something you would
you
not
You saw it, when you saw it, you go, oh, I've seen this joke. Oh.
What I'm saying is like casual sexual assault doesn't play well.
Right.
I mean, no doubt it happened in college, but it clearly isn't like everybody didn't do it, obviously.
Well, I read this interesting article about we should stop laughing at old movies, I think is the title of the article, which kind of makes a point of like, you know, these movies were made in a certain time.
Right, yeah.
So now if you're watching them through today's eyes, yeah, you'll wince and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need to take it in the scope of when it was
the
made.
The context, yeah. Yeah.
Everything exists in the context. Like, if you look at what was popular 1 year or whatever, you have to, like, widen your scope because why was this in here? Why was that in here? Because stuff was happening in the news or whatever it was. Like we were,
what, the Warner, we Looney Tunes?
No, it's like during the 80s, there were a lot of movies about nuclear stuff.
Yeah.
Because when Reagan was elected, I remember having arguments with my friend, like, this guy's, you know, going to push the button. He's going to send nuclear rockets or nuclear weapons at Russia, and they're going to send them back. It was a fear, you know? I mean, that's what kind of, I think, led to all the denuclearization and the treaties and all that stuff. But that's context, just like seeing Marvel Comics in the 60s, the context all traces back to all the nuclear tests and what radiation would do to people and all that stuff. I mean, nothing exists in a vacuum.
Right.
But like, I was watching something I started getting into. I never really even heard of her. Who's that? There's like a tap dancer who was a big star in the 40s,
Mimi.
30s. She did like the Broadway melody of 1936.
Mitzi Gaynor?
No, Eleanor Powell. Eleanor? No, no, not Eleanor. I always get this mixed because there's. I think it was Eleanor Powell.
I've heard of Eleanor.
She's like a tap dance. So I've been watching. She's really. She's fun as a screen presence. She does her crazy dances. There's one she does with Fred Astaire. 1940 was the Broadway melody in 1940. It's a great movie. So I've been looking for movies that she did. Again, because I'm bored.
Yeah, it's like
that stuff I haven't seen before.
What's the matter? You don't want to see King Kong Godzilla again? What's the matter with that?
I ordered one on Amazon and I was watching it.
How
and
much
then
was
suddenly,
that?
For like $9.99, right?
Really?
Yeah, for like Warner Archive or whatever. But it's this movie and it's like it's really good. And then like, there's like 20, maybe even 15 seconds of her in blackface.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
thinking, well, that's not going to be. That's why I've never seen this on TCM. But the movie's fun. It's just weird. And if you look at the context of where the minstrel shows and the actual blackface comes from, there were black performers who could only get work by doing blackface, which is the craziest thing ever, you think about it. But it's all stuff that relates to the turn of the century, not from the 30s, but from like 1902, four, whatever.
I saw a thing about Louis Armstrong about that. Louis Armstrong was in blackface. I go, wait a minute, that's kind of...
But that's the weird thing, that they couldn't get work because they weren't allowed in certain areas.
Right.
But it's weird that that...
How's everything taste?
Good. Can I get another one, please?
Same kind?
Yes, ma'am.
It's just weird that that, you know, again, there's context for that, is that that was a...
Well,
genre of stage performance, you know.
Today's radio thing, I did the top 10. I was back on the radio today at 6 in the morning. You were all up, right?
I was up at 7:30.
I did the top 10 bunnies or rabbits because it's Easter. And
tell me Buzz Bunny was first.
Buzz Bunny was first. Yeah. And the guy yelled at me. Well, he didn't yell at me. He said, who nowadays knows who Bugs Bunny is? I said, I do. People call them. They go, I know Bugs Bunny. He goes, no kid under 30 knows who Bugs Bunny is. They go, yeah, they do. They had those Looney Tunes shows. And what was it? It was
Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Yeah. Back, no, but...
they've done shows over the years.
No, but...
Little Tiny Tunes.
Yeah, that's what I said. They know who he is. Babs Bunny or whatever it was, but... I was like, nobody knows who that is. But I had him.
And who said that?
The DJ. He's like, Bugs Bunny, are you serious? I'm like,
was he just listening to music all his life and didn't watch
cartoons? No. And then the other guy, remember the whole Easter Bunny with Bugs Bunny? Remember the Easter Bunny can't do the delivery? So he says, you want a job? He goes, and the kid goes,
what do you think?
Great. He goes, I always keep smiling, Doc, or something like that. Keep smiling. Uh-huh. And I said, see, you guys knew the story. He goes, but they don't show those anymore. I said, they don't show a lot of stuff anymore. Where would they even watch them? Because we did all the Saturday morning cartoons. Excuse me, cartoons when you get up on Saturday and you'd get up to go watch Saturday morning cartoons. They don't have that anymore because the kids can watch cartoons whenever they want.
On demand,
yeah. Yeah, so it's not a thing. It's not special. One day a week or all that stuff.
You know, ones are great. Old Popeye cartoons.
The Fleischer really ones?
Yeah.
I haven't seen those forever.
You have to buy them on Blu-ray.
They're just not just out there. I used to watch those on Channel 11 when I was a kid. Because Channel 5 and Channel 11
same
would have all this stuff.
Sometimes they would have it like in the afternoon.
He would swear. Did you ever hear that? Like,
when he muttered on your
side. Yeah, that's the whole thing about. Like, what did he say?
I heard you have another one in development. In a Popeye movie.
Oh, really? Live action? Yeah.
Who would be your pick for Popeye?
For Popeye nowadays?
Uh-huh.
John Cena.
John Cena would be good. Ryan Gosling would be in it.
Oh, he would. How old is Cena now? I'm starting to think now he's starting to age out. Maybe it's like he's getting too old. I heard the Roadhouse movie was actually not bad.
I watched it.
And Conor McGregor, they said, had the best part in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But he's only in it for a little bit. So
It was more
outrageous.
It was more entertaining than I thought.
Really? Could you understand him? Was his dialogue like...
Yeah, you can understand it, but...
So what was the problem with that movie, though? People were like, it's okay. I'm like, don't compare it to the Patrick Swayze. Watch it on its own.
I think that's what people are doing.
Yeah, and it's not. It's a remake, right?
That's the guy who did the first Bourne movie.
Oh, is it?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
He's capable guy.
The Die Tomorrow or whatever that one where the science fiction one where he
Emily
Blunt.
Yeah. They brought it up to date. It was hokey, but it was good. It was action oriented.
I think people forget.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
The first movie wasn't like, you know, watching Romeo and Juliet. It was just a goofy Patrick Swayze.
It had Sam Elliott.
Yeah, no Sam Elliott in this one? Did they mention him? He's still around. He could have been in it.
Nobody is.
Not even a cameo? No, I would have put him in there for that.
They did leave it open for a sequel.
Oh, did they? Yeah, but how's the sequel for a paid TV show? Or a
it was supposed to be in theaters.
Yeah, I heard. The director was pissed.
Yep. Yeah.
And don't these actors get points on the profits and stuff? Do they not make money on this
stuff?
I think
that's why they're pissed. Because
yeah, because they're not going to get any...
They don't get a theatrical run. But Amazon, I think, was the one, right?
It was on the Amazon? Yeah. That's what happened with Scarlett Johansson when she sued Disney. Because they put it, Black Widow, they put it on there. She didn't get her money.
She sued over the money that they got for... Remember they did, like, the special thing when the movie first came out?
Oh, you buy it?
Rent it on Disney Plus for, like, $19 or something. She wasn't getting that profit. But she was losing box office.
She's selling makeup now. I see her all over... Facebook popping up on these ads.
Did you see it? You were...
So I was thinking.
I really like Wes Anderson stuff. So
he does. Yeah. I remember watching it. I like the color was faded. I thought that was kind of a cool, like an old Kodak film type
like
of quality.
Like a
postcard. Yeah.
Was it streaming anywhere? Or?
It was on
Netflix. I think.
I thought it was on Peacock, wasn't it? Originally? I was going to cancel one of those streaming because I don't know why I have Paramount. Well, now Discovery's starting. That's why I have it. I'm like, why am I paying for half these channels?
So you can watch Cheers.
Yeah. Or Northern Exposure.
Hey, the minute I drop something, Johnny's
something
going to
come on. Yeah. Like Netflix. I don't think I've watched a thing on Netflix in months. I'm like, why do I have
Blue Eyed Samurai?
Yeah, I told you about it. Yeah, anime.
No, I told you about that.
Yeah, it was good.
I've been watching The Three Body Problem. Just came on like last week. It's the guys who did Game of Thrones.
It's on HBO or Max or
on Netflix.
Is it a series or a movie?
A series. Yeah. Okay, 8 episodes, first season. It's really good. It's a crazy science fiction concept. You have to watch past the 2 episodes.
I like just watching
first
one
two,
movie, though. I'm so sick of
first
click
two episodes
on a series.
Set it up. But it really gets good after you kind of know what it's about. But it's really good. I'm up to. I just watch episodes.
I watch a lot of stuff because I just get lost in whatever I'm doing. But I did watch Invincible. I just binged all of that.
Oh, did you? I didn't get through it all yet.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. When Johnny's like, "Oh, we gotta watch this," I go, "All right, now I have to watch." It's not like I'm enjoying it. It's like a school project. It's like, hurry up, get through it. And then when we go sit down with him, he doesn't even mention it. I go, I thought we were supposed to watch this.
Are you still doing... There's no Star Trek current.
No, we do it, but we just sit there for 2 hours, and he draws, and I just ramble, and Wayne just smiles a lot. Yeah. But Star Trek starts next week.
Does it? Next week?
Yeah.
Wow.
A 2-episode beginning. Did you see the Variety article I sent the link about? Like, they know that nobody...
I don't read
it. Nobody young is watching it. They said they know it's an old audience now. That's it. They said it's older. It keeps getting older every year. Younger people aren't watching it, and they realize that.
That's kind of funny because CBS has a network, which is part of Paramount.
Yeah,
have the oldest demographic.
That's because they keep showing Murder, She Wrote.
Well, it's the Blue Bloods. People who are like in their 60s watching Blue Bloods.
Is Y50 still on? That was theirs.
No, I think it ended.
And then they have all the NCISs.
Those are still going.
Yeah, don't they have like 9 of them now?
That was like their...
One's in Sydney, Australia.
Like, it was like
their
Law and Order, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That Quantum Leap's over, right? Did that get picked up?
I don't know.
I didn't watch them, so...
I finally watched the last couple episodes. They were good. I like that more than I thought I was going to.
Do you watch it on streaming or do you watch it on the like broadcast?
I don't think anybody watches
it depends
broadcast.
On, like I have Hulu, so like I have it where you can add shows to your list and they show up.
I add stuff and then I forget it.
Wait, it's on Hulu.
Because I have too many.
I thought it was live TV on Hulu.
Oh, I was going to say. I thought it was an NBC show. So I thought, isn't it on Peacock yet? I don't know. Everybody's got their own thing now.
I mean, there's a lot to keep up with.
Yeah, no, it is. It was better when there was three channels. I liked it when it was like there's an abundance of content. I can't watch it all. That's why I end up watching reruns of shows from 30 years ago.
Have you finished
Northern Exposure?
Northern Exposure.
I did. Yeah, I went and watched all six seasons.
Are you going through withdrawal?
And then I go, I never saw this. And you think you saw everything, and they're like, I don't remember watching this.
You really should watch St. Elsewhere.
I never saw that show.
That's a great show. Just weird, quirky. Mm.
And everybody was on that show, too. Denzel Washington.
Oh, he was on that show?
St. Elsewhere, yeah.
Before he became an epic big movie actor?
He left after.
I knew Howie Mandel was.
A couple seasons or whatever.
Wasn't the voice of the kid, the car on that? William...
McDaniels or something like that?
William
Daniels.
Yeah. He's on that?
He's still alive.
Yep.
He's like 90
something. No, he's like 95. They bring him out for conventions. Kids Meets World or something. Yeah, Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World, yeah.
And he was Mr. Terrific.
In the 60s. For one season.
Superhero. Yeah. This was funny.
Wasn't it Captain Terrific?
It could have been. That was in the wake of Batman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were a bunch of... There was Mr. Terrific.
So Batman was out, so they said, let's come up with our own superhero. So they brought that guy.
And Batman was the number one show. When it hit in 66.
It was on twice a week.
Wait, which there was a Mr. Terrific TV show?
What?
There was a Mr. Terrific TV
show. It wasn't Captain based Terrific. On the comic or whatever. It was Captain Terrific. And then there was another show similar. Mr. Nice. That might be the one William Daniels was in, Mr. Nice. You can find those on... Like,
I saw a guy at a show once, and he had an outfit that said Nice. I go, what is that? I go, oh, he's Captain Nice. I go, what the hell's Captain Nice? I go, you don't know? I go, it must have not been on a long time.
No, they only lasted like one season.
Oh, really? No.
I mean, how long did the Green Hornet last?
It didn't even last a year. What are you talking about? I think 20 episodes.
But, I mean, that's more than some shows get.
Well, that's because they went serious with it. They were like, oh, don't do Batman goofiness. Be serious. And it didn't last. Batman only lasted, what, 2-3 years? And then the ratings dropped like a rock?
3 seasons, I think. They were going to get renewed.
They were? What happened?
NBC was going to pick it up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But they had already struck the Batcave set.
No shit.
And it was like, it would have been too much money. They were like, we would have done it, but...
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I remember Wonder Woman was on ABC, and then it went to
CBS,
right? Yeah. And Bionic Woman, too. I remember that was on ABC, and then went to NBC. Yeah, I was like, what's going on here?
And $6 Million Man was still on ABC.
Yeah, I remember the Taxi switched over. It was on ABC, and then the last season, yeah.
Well, they did that, too, with a couple of different shows, like when UPN took over Channel 9 here in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Buffy was on Channel 11 here in New York,
and then Angel was on Channel 9.
Or whatever. Yeah. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, there are two different networks? Oh.
Yeah, they were on two different networks for a while.
They just want to pick up the cost? Well, no, Supergirl started on CBS, remember?
Yeah.
And then it went to WB, that's when Calista Flockhart left because they couldn't pay her. They're like, we don't have the money and the budget.
I think also they changed production from Los Angeles to Toronto, and I think she didn't want to have to go back and forth, which is understandable. You sign up for something that's where you live, and then suddenly, wait, I have to fly to Toronto for months.
There's been a bunch of different shows like that were...
That switched networks? Yeah,
switched
networks
that were not only switched networks, but were going to be canceled and then picked up again, and they had already destroyed the sets and everything.
Yeah.
And I think Cagney and Lacey was like that.
Oh, yeah.
Cagney and Lacey was a movie.
Yeah, with Loretta Swit. Yeah, yeah.
And then they wouldn't let her out of her contract for MASH. So then they did a TV show, but they only did 6 episodes, and I think... Tyne Daly was the same person in all the series, but there was a different one between Sharon Bless. And no, she
oh, there
was
another?
There was another actor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For a while.
You ever think, like, if you're an actor, that you suddenly have the, I got my big role, I did a pilot, and then when they go to series, it's like, oh,
they don't
we're replacing you?
Well, they wanted Loretta Swit, but they wouldn't let her out of her contract for the series. So then they got another actress, but they thought she was too aggressive, and a lot of people thought she was like a lesbian on the show, and the producers were like, no, she's not. But, like, you know, that's the tendency it came across.
Well, they did that with the Munsters. Oh, there the was first Marion, Maryland.
Maryland,
yes.
Yeah.
The first, like, I think it was the first half of this, or the first couple episodes or something. I don't think she even made it through the whole thing, but she was, like, either had missed her family. I saw that on the extras. So, basically, Pat Priest replaced her.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she asked to be released from her contract because she was just far from her family.
Meg Foster.
Oh, Meg Foster.
I remember Meg Foster.
Meg Foster. She
with
was
the icy blue eyes.
She was in the He-Man movie. Remember, she was Evil Lynn, and
she was. Wasn't she in Stepfather too? I think she was. The,
she had spooky eyes.
She was in Cagney and Lacey the first six episodes.
Yeah.
Before they got Sharon Bless, and Sharon Bless, where did I?
You know a lot about Cagney and Lacey, more than a normal person should know.
It was an entertaining show.
It was on for like 6 years.
It was the last actress that was signed to a long-haul studio deal. Like she was under contract.
Oh, she was one of those?
Actress that was under contract.
They say, go here, you got to go here, even if you don't want to be in Toxic
Avenger.
That's why
they wanted her for the first six episodes, and they couldn't get her. I think that's why.
The girl that was on, what was that Matt Houston show? Pamela Hemsley?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was one of...
Rogers.
She was on...
Was it that or Gart?
No, she was on Buck Rogers. No. But she was one of the last studio things. Like, they had Harrison Ford, her, and a bunch of these people. They were like, you're studio actors. You have to go and do Love American Style, The Night Stalker, whatever Universal.
You talked about Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill
almost got screwed out of Star Wars.
It is enough. They wouldn't let him out of his contract because he had a 7-year deal, and then Star Wars came out, and they go, oh, no, we're going to go with this show. With Dick Van Patten, remember that 8 is Enough?
Yep.
And he was the older brother. Then they got Grant Goodeve, and they wouldn't let him out of his contract. He's like, I've got to go do it. Nope. You're supposed to do this for 7 years. And he was very upset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
he went to... I mean, that's got to be really horrible.
Imagine being like a 20-year-old kid,
but imagine
your big break, and you're like, now I'm stuck on
TV. Like Tom Selleck had a good career,
but imagine
being him, they're like, we're going to pick up the option on Magnum.
Yeah.
Which was a popular show for a long time, but he could have been in the
end. Yeah, I know. But they did that because Glenn Larson hated Lucas because he sued him for Battlestar Galactica, so it was like a payback type of thing.
But it's kind of, imagine being like that pawn, basically. You don't really
you're just being used. Yeah.
So we're still watching reruns
Cheers,
of Taxi.
Taxi, yeah.
And there's a couple episodes that are written by Sam Simon, who was
from The Simpsons,
right?
Yeah.
And I kept pointing out to Rachel, because we've seen a couple of... One was about, like, Danny DeVito's character, Louie.
Yeah.
It's almost like an origin thing. And I said, that feels like a Simpson thing.
And it was.
They just did an episode towards the end of the third season of Taxi with Christopher Lloyd.
And his dad?
Showing, it was showing how he became...
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jim.
Tom Hanks
he's
is
like,
in that.
Yeah, and it's
he
Tom
comes
Hanks.
In with a pop
he's
brownie.
In college.
He's
it's
like,
crazy.
Yeah,
he's in college, and he's like... Oh, I won't do drugs.
I won't do drugs.
Why don't you guys study? Because we're in college to study. Which they paralleled in The Simpsons with Barney and Homer's
friend. It's the same story.
School.
That's right. You're right.
Same, yeah.
They probably figured no one's going to watch the two. Remember I told you David Chase was on The Sopranos? He did that, but he did Northern Exposure.
Yeah.
And I'm watching. They had a little Italy in Alaska. And then a guy's name was Cusimano. And I go, wait a minute, why don't I know? That's the neighbor's name. The Soprano. He's the name of the family was the Cusimanos. I go, either he's family with them in real life that he used the same
name. Yeah, you pull names from your
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, that's too much of a coincidence that they have the same exact names on that show. But
that is kind of funny.
I remember, you know he's doing a Flash Gordon book? That's what I got to ask you.
Oh, cool.
I never liked Flash Gordon in any very, like the movie... The serial.
Did you ever read the comics?
Book?
The comic
no,
strips?
No, but I'm always like, why is it so popular even
There's
now?
The comic strips.
Why do they still do
That's
that?
Why it's popular. Because they
Alex Raymond stuff?
He had like
the
worlds.
Strips whole world. Worlds.
Yeah.
But he
when
also,
I see that movie, I'm like,
created,
that movie's not that good.
He created whole worlds. He had the
The Hawkman,
right.
the Lion
He had
people.
All these different, the sea people.
Yeah.
And then he had all these different worlds.
The Robin Hood people that was Timothy Dalton stuff.
If you ever read those, I mean, they're not like.
So that's the original material is really good?
Yeah.
Not the movie, because I'm like, this is
amazing, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I'm always like, why does this keep coming back after, what is that, 80 years?
It was in the early 30s.
Yeah.
It was before Superman.
You watched the Buster Crab ones, man. That guy was built.
Oh, yeah. But he was a swimmer.
He would have been a great Aquaman.
Yeah. No, but I'm just surprised it's so popular, though, because I'll still see toys. You go to the store and go, who's buying these Flash Gordon toys.
Back in the 80s, they had that cartoon show.
Yeah. I remember, yeah.
Which Defenders of the
Earth. Defenders of Earth or something.
Yeah, but yeah. He had his own
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had his own show. Like, I have it on DVD.
And they did a
Oh, yeah, they did that. That was one of those.
A Filmation one or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Sci-Fi channel had a bad.
Lone Ranger and Tarzan. Right.
And then later in the 80s, Defenders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I'm like, that thing still survived. Lone Ranger, you don't see that anymore.
But think about
Zorro's
this.
Still around, which I still don't get why.
Imagine if George Lucas had gotten the rights to Flash Gordon
instead of doing his own.
Yeah. That's what he wanted. And he went after.
Same thing with the James Bond thing. They wanted to do that with Spielberg. They said no, so they've made Indiana Jones. But I don't know. I'm just always curious why people still see his popular.
And it's not
nostalgic.
When you did it, so what is it set like the 30s version? No. You got the same designs?
No, well. Not really, forget about it.
I don't know. Who are you?
It's been announced. Everybody knows.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. That's why I was like, oh, really?
There's a new guy doing the daily comic. It still runs.
It does? There's newspapers out there?
Dan Skade or
something. I think
something.
You can read it online.
Oh, I was going to say.
But it looked fun. He's like kind of more stylistic, but he's apparently writing and drawing the
oh, really?
Yeah. But I knew the guy, Jim O'Keefe, did it for like a whole bunch of years from like the late 90s through.
Well, the Phantom's still a comic, I think, now and then,
Phantom,
right?
And the Phantom
and that's
was still
big in Australia.
Australia.
I know. I talked to my friend. He's like, oh, the Phantom's
huge. Netherlands.
It
is? Also in the Netherlands.
Oh, really?
So it's like their Batman.
I saw Barbarella might be coming back with Sydney Sweeney. Yeah.
She would be kind of perfect.
That would work. Yeah. That would work. Because that was a comic strip.
But it was a.
It was a French comic strip.
Easter Bunny.
What?
No.
Leave Sydney Sweeney alone. Hey, if they did more with her, was that movie Madame Web made before she became big? Because I was thinking, why they didn't play her up
more?
She
talked about
she was already famous.
She talked about being in it, but she said she did. She took the role because it opened up a different like
audience,
like basically group of people. Are we going to be here for a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'll have another...
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Coffee or dessert?
No. We have enough dessert.
Just beer?
No, Sweeney did the movie because she wanted to get a new crown?
She was thinking, like, forward, right? She said, this movie opened the doors for me. She did this movie, the one with the religious thing.
Yeah, Immaculate.
She produced that.
Yeah. Oh, she did?
Actually, yeah. She optioned, apparently.
She's got enough money to be producing movies?
Well,
now?
If you make a deal to be in Madame Web, then you
right.
can.
Oh, they've
so
got,
she's
oh,
saying
really?
She played
oh.
the game to get
oh,
connections.
Oh, good for her.
And then she was able to get that movie made because she had, apparently, she was attached to doing that, and then it fell apart. So she optioned the book or whatever the source.
It's a hard
The Immaculate
movie, right?
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
And
who knew?
Basically made it happen. But I mean, that's someone, to me, that feels like someone who has maybe more than 20 minutes of fame.
Yeah, she's actually playing stuff out.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's smart
yeah.
about it because you have to play a certain game.
Well, that movie she did is really popular. We saw the romantic comedy thing. And she's like, oh, we're going to do a sequel to that. So she's not dumb. It's like,
they said
people
it was like the first
it.
Romantic comedy to make $100 million.
Did it really make that much money?
And again, something brand new for the newer audience.
That's what I was saying. It's like Pretty Woman or something like that, but the kids don't know what the hell Pretty Woman is. That was 40 years ago.
Whenever you make a reference, I do it too. You make a reference to something that feels current, and you go, oh, that was 2001.
What did you say today?
Like our,
he was cracking us up. He goes, oh, and so this thing, that was only 20 years ago. And then Wayne does the math. It was 41 years ago. I was like, oh, thanks, professor.
Yeah.
We all know it.
Who sent the image that was like, oh, that I responded to? That was only like 18, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But somebody sent the message that started that.
But when we go to the pizza place, the waitress.
Oh, she's 23. She has no
idea. 23 years old, and he's like,
Mickey Rourke.
That was 20 years ago.
I said,
she was 3 years old.
I said, Mickey Rourke says, who's that? And we were like, the wrestler, 9.5 weeks. And then when I said, he's Whiplash in Iron Man 2, oh, I know who he is. And then she walked away.
My mom watched that.
You want
that was what she said.
Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did say my mom.
You want a lesson in humility really fast? Become a high school art teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And every year that goes by, you make a reference, and the kids are like, what? Like,
But that happens at comic shows.
The guy from MASH that played Igor, he went to a thing. He said, how many people watch MASH? He goes, there's a whole room of kids, and one kid said, I saw it once. That was it. Nobody in the class knew what it was.
They're watching old biggest shows on MeTV, right?
I know, but the latest was the final episode of the biggest thing ever, but that was 50 years ago.
Old people watching it on MeTV because they're reconnecting.
Well, no, John was telling me, oh, MeTV's huge. Yeah. And he was telling me how they own like radio stations now, and they play old songs.
But it's
songs
huge with old people.
Because that's probably the biggest majority.
Yes, yeah, totally population. I mean, you ever, like, talk about the, even music is weirder in a way, because songs that to me, it was like, oh, well, my kids were little. It doesn't feel like that long ago, but it was like, that was like 98.
No. Yep.
And then you start doing the math, and it's, oh, wow, that's someone's
lifetime. That was 20.
Well, that's why I was busting everybody's chops, because they said this thing, and I'm like, oh, it was only 20 years ago. And Wayne does the math, and he's like, it's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, Wayne, I know. I'm
what was the reference that you were making?
We throw stuff out there.
Yeah.
But I saw someone say, I said, you're now closer. You're farther away from 1980 than 1936 was to 1980. You're like, what are you, nuts? And they go, wait a minute, what?
No, I get it. It was an
80s vintage. Oh, I said that to you.
Said that, yeah.
There was this girl singing this song, and she's doing all these dance moves, and then this background dancer comes up, and he starts dancing like a maniac, and I go, boy, cocaine was something back in the 80s, because this guy is flying off the stage, and then they go, that was 1980 something. I go, I remember watching stuff like that, you know? Hey, baby.
Yeah. But of course, everything to me was only like 10 years ago. But that happens all the time. I'll say to my wife, remember that guy we met at that party?
Oh, that happens, yeah.
You know, it was like, what, 2-3 years ago? She goes, you mean 15 years ago?
COVID didn't help with that 2-year gap.
No, there's like you've lost time.
Yeah. I remember I was talking to Scott Snyder. I said, yeah, you were just on my show 4 years ago. He goes, dude, try 7. I go, what? He goes, 2017. I go,
well, think of how long ago we were just talking about Man of Steel. That was when I was at San
2008?
Diego, and I missed out on that. Oh, that's funny.
That guy, and that's real time.
I missed out on the party that Henry Cavill was at because I had agreed, because San Diego had me as a guest. They had me as a judge for the retailer award, whatever their yearly award.
Reseller.
And I had to you choose the best retailer of whatever they
are. Yeah. Retailer spirit of. Spirit.
Yeah. That was it. And so I had to go to the awards, the whatever that was.
You have to go to the awards.
But I was one of the judges, so I felt like I had
to go.
And I'm looking at my watch going, oh, and when I got to the DC party, it was already ending.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because I didn't get to meet Henry.
Do you know I saw that?
And you did. Party. And you got to hang out with him. And it was like,
that was 2008 then.
Yeah.
2000. What year was that?
2008.
No, that was not 2008.
Man of Steel?
Man of Steel. I thought Man of Steel was...
No, it was...
No, because I was at San Diego. Maybe? It was 2012 or 2013.
You're asking me dates.
It was 20... Because Rachel was still in college. I think it was 2012 or 2013.
Oh, no, 2008 was the 2013, Superman...
because it was Superman
Returns came out.
Yeah.
That was the one with
and we were at
Brandon
Diego,
Ralph.
We were at San Diego as an anniversary of the death of Superman.
Because I remember seeing a Superman movie with my kids. I go, oh, wow, Brandon Ralph. That's
still my... It's a shame because they wasted him.
Yeah, they did.
He was good.
The movie sucked.
I don't understand why they made that movie.
It's a love letter to Dick Donner.
I'm like,
why?
It's the exact same movie.
It was, yeah.
Donner was still alive, and Laura Shuler Donner
produced
it.
And Kevin Feige was in it.
But the guy who...
Jeff Johns.
What was the guy who directed it, the X-Men
Brian
director?
Brian Singer.
Yeah.
He was chosen because he was, like...
He was friends with
him. Because the one that they... Remember they passed on...
There was some other movie they were going to make, and then at the last minute they
passed
didn't.
On the... J.J. Abrams wrote this crazy script where Lex Luthor was a Kryptonian.
Oh, really?
And he was he and Jor-El were... It was like a whole crazy... I read the whole script. And Warner was going to do it because, it's going to be the newest, coolest thing. And they passed on it because the fans were like, we don't want this.
Wasn't that Superman misjudged? Was it?
No. This was like right before the Brandon Ralph one.
Yeah.
And also the Brandon Ralph one, it would have been the McGee guy who he had developed that script.
He went to jail then, didn't he? McGee went to jail then.
He's the guy who did the Charlie's Angels. He developed the script. And he was going to direct it, and then Warner said, oh, because they'd done Lord of the Rings, they built the facilities in New Zealand, we're going to film it there for the tax credits, and he didn't want to be gone for 8 months.
McGee went to jail, or McTiernan, one of those
McTiernan
two.
McTiernan did.
Somebody, yeah. Not yeah, McGee. Yeah. Oh, all right.
McGee would have been a better director for that. I think it would have been more, he would have brought more freshness to it.
He just made
but
something.
But he's the one who cast everybody. He was there right up until suddenly, oh, we're changing production to the facility.
They went to Australia.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Because they were going to film it in the U.S.
Yeah.
And Steve Martin, they wanted Steve Martin to play Perry White. He was going to play it in there. And a lot of that stuff changed when they went to New
Were you
Zealand
the one that just told me about Sinbad, or were you talking about the other day we didn't know why? Remember Sinbad was supposed to be Uncle Marvel in the last Shazam movies, and then we didn't hear about it, but then you find out he had a really bad stroke. And that's why he's been out of the public scene, because he's like paralyzed. He's trying to learn
You're
to
right.
walk.
It was like when
they were talking about
it. But
it
was the first movie, right?
Yeah, and then it's like, what happened to that story idea? And then you find out behind the scenes, he had a massive stroke.
John C. Reilly would have been great for
He would have been,
But they wouldn't do that.
They're not touching that for a while. That's the matter. When these movies bomb, they're not going back to that. Fantastic Four is lucky. They keep going back to trying to get it right.
Yeah, but how many years since... It's been at least 10 years that since last one.
Tim Story one? Is that who
No, did? The one that was that everybody Tim. Hated. With
Yeah, I thought it was Story.
No, he did the first two.
Yeah.
And then that weird...
And then they had the guy who did...
Stick. Remember they had the four in the middle of
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Miles Teller.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan was Human Torch. Yeah,
he did like some crazy movie.
That's a pretty decent movie.
If it's not Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, it's a good science fiction.
It's like sci-fi.
But they don't, again, like one of those where they don't show up until the end.
No.
It's like all origin.
Oh, that kid that's on the Bear is going to be Bruce Springsteen. Did you see that? I saw that today. The main guy.
Oh,
who watched the Bear? Yeah, yeah.
Timothy Chalamet is playing Bob Dylan.
Oh, they're doing a biopic about him?
Yeah, they're filming it now.
So that's a new thing now, to do rock and roll biopics?
Because probably
Bob Marley. Those.
Ever since they did, Bob Marley did well, but Queen, that biopic.
Oh,
Elton John.
Rocket Man. Although nobody ever talks about that movie.
Why?
I haven't heard anybody talk about Rocket Man since it came out.
Yeah.
Whereas
that was a kid from Kingsman, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you'll occasionally hear about like the Queen thing, but even that one because it was Brian. But
that
Singer.
Kid has been rumored to be like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Can I have another
No, I'm all set.
Do you guys want your check, or are you gonna?
Yeah, that's fine.
Can I get a glass of water too?
Absolutely.
What do you call it? That kid's gonna be Wolverine.
No, he's been rumored. Well, there was rumors.
Oh. Yeah.
But I didn't know. Like, he was in Kingsman. I didn't recognize him from Eddie the Eagle, the skiing movie with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I saw him in two or three different movies, and I'm like, wait, that's the same guy. Like, it didn't register with me that it was the same guy.
And he was in that Black Bird or something on Apple TV.
I didn't see that.
It was a series like last year, maybe. I mean, that's the thing. There's so much stuff.
Oh, the Philip Marlowe thing?
No, no. It was a. It was like something about, like a guy who was in prison for drug stuff or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of TV. Just like
the comic shop we go to, the guy watches TV all day. I walk in there every Wednesday. Did you watch this? No. And he'd like...
But he's Jay. Is
he's all over the
guy.
Place.
He's
the Edward
guy.
G. Robbins. I
want to be too. I just don't seem to have that
time.
Yeah.
Or I just rush through it. I fast forward through stuff. I can't do this.
I can't do that because then it bothers me.
Really? Yeah. Then you might miss something?
Mm-hmm. Well, you... I mean, old TV shows you can watch and do something else.
Oh, yeah,
because
you
remember or you hear the dialogue while you're doing it.
Well, whenever I'm drawing, I'm wrestling or news.
Yeah, the TV's on. Yeah. That's when I catch up on stuff. I'll have it in the next room, and I go, I should really be watching this, but I just listen to it.
Well, like, he'll review something to me. He'll tell me, oh, I watched Dune.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't make head or tails. Then he's like, as he talks, like, I fell asleep at one point.
Because
he'd been up for, like, 24 hours or something. And I'm like, well, that's not the optimal way to absorb a movie.
Oh, no, the TV thing, the blacking out from the TV, it's like 11:30 at night. I'm watching it, and next thing you know, credits are rolling. I go, oh, yeah, I know what happened. The next thing I go, I don't think I knew what happened in the show.
I will rewatch stuff.
I don't rewatch. I go, yeah, it's good.
I used to do that, like, again, it's like part of being old and also cheating the Sandman. But I would watch stuff like Better Call Saul or whatever. You know, it's on at 10
Or the
o'clock.
Worst thing is Netflix and these things, they go right into the next episode.
Yeah.
So when you wake up, you're like,
what
happened to that
seven
story?
Seven episodes later. My wife was just watching something and we had an argument.
Yeah.
Well, not even an argument, but It was Truman Capote and the Swans. It's a new show that was on, like, it was on FX.
It's on FX,
or like
yeah.
That. So she watched it, and I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's new, and you see people on TV talking about it. Oh, it comes out tonight, or whatever, you know, like, new episode. So she watched it, and then she's like, I'm so confused. I'm watching the second season of this. And I'm like, there's no second season.
Yeah.
She goes, don't tell me. Like, I saw the first season. The second season is very confusing. I'm like, what are you talking about?
There's no second season. Oh.
So apparently, I guess, like, what they do with American Horror Story, like, every year it's a different...
Yeah, it's right? The same cast, but different story.
So apparently,
story.
I go out and I look it up, because my wife refuses to look things up, right? But there was a... Jessica Lange was...
Yes.
Joan.
American Horror... Yeah.
No. There was a feud. There was something called
Feud. It was Feud, yeah,
Joan
yeah.
And something else.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it had automatically switched it. That was, like, the first season of Feud.
Right.
But she was very confused because it has nothing to do with the second season.
Oh, the same actors.
And she's arguing with me that it's the second season. Yeah. Like, no,
and Hulu will autoplay a different series. Does. Like, I remember we were watching...
If you like this, you'll like this.
Well, no, they won't even give you a choice. It's like it'll tick down.
Shut up and watch it,
so,
old
like,
man.
If you watch anything in Hulu, it kept trying to show us Reservation Dogs.
Right.
And we'd only watch one episode, so it's like if you don't stop it fast enough, it would start, like, the episode.
Oh, really?
It would keep that as, like, in memory or whatever.
Right.
And it would start from that 2 minutes in.
Oh.
Whenever you didn't get that button quick enough.
Oh. Podcast.
Yeah, Hulu is
like
bad.
That.
It's one thing if you recommend it, but to autoplay a show, I think Peacock might do that too. It's like maybe they hope people fall asleep. It's like, we'll count
that as our ratings.
You can be sleeping, but we're going to count it.
No. Podcasts do that. They like go into the next one if you don't stop it in time.
Well, people probably fall asleep on our podcast.
If they're ever awake. Wayne listens.
How many hours is this?
Hi, Wayne.
Usually it's an hour and a half.
We're now entering
I get an hour and a half through, and then I'm like, that's enough. And then as soon as it drops, Wayne's on it in minutes. And he starts sending me answers. I go, what are you talking about? I go, the thing you and Jerry were talking about was this. And then I go, huh? I don't know what you're talking about. Sure, yeah. Whatever. Well,
somebody was...
They corrected us.
I was listening to Rob Liefeld's thing because he had teased something about Jim Shooter or whatever.
Observations?
Yeah. And the thing that amazed me is that almost the whole thing is him talking about himself.
Yeah.
It's almost like
that,
the news.
That amazed you.
It's amazing because, like, you know, when you watch the news and at the top they'll say, you know, something in your kitchen may be killing you or something.
Yeah.
And then you have to watch the
to get
very
to that
end
story.
Of the thing.
Yeah.
It was like he teased the Jim Shooter thing, and he spent all the time talking about his time in comics and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people love hearing that, but I was like listening specifically,
that,
what did
yeah.
Jim Shooter, yeah. what are you talking about? It was just funny.
And
I was like,
got to it?
No. I just listened to that.
He got to it, but it was like a very minor part of it.
No, ABC will be, and America mourns the loss of a beloved TV actor.
Right.
Who died?
Right.
And you got to wait for the whole thing. And finally tonight, before you go
out,
Shirley Booth, who was known as Hazel, died today. She was 100,000 years old.
George Jessel passed away
at
103.
He was known as the voice of
Astra. I've done that too. When they tease something on TV, I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. I'll go
online. Look it up.
Right.
It's right there.
Yeah. And they always end it with a happy story. After 20,000 people were killed today, and this and that, finally tonight, an uplifting story. A puppy was born, and a little girl kissed it. Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
And she was immediately killed by a terrorist attack.
Yeah, that puppy had anthrax in it. They died.
It was rabies.
Tomorrow night, puppies kill children. Stupid.
There's so many podcasts.
No, I listen to the Chin Wag.
Listening to stuff, it's like the
Paul Giamatti thing. That's my new thing. They talk about weird.
The Conan
shit.
O'Brien one was good,
it's too much. I get too many of those Conan O'Briens.
Yeah.
It's like one after
because
another.
It's been going on so long,
four or five a week. I'm
like, enough. He does them every day, right?
Yeah. I'm like, stop. I don't want to hear
that's
all this stuff.
That's his job, David.
That's what he gets paid to do. But Giamatti does like one a week with his philosophy guy, and they just talk about weird shit, weirder than stuff you'll ever come up with. Johnny.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. They talked about the other day that there was a guy, a philosopher, who said that when you farted, you were letting spirit energy out of your body, and that was a whole show about that.
Yeah, ghost farts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, so the, spirit, the spirits have to come out the lower end.
Yeah. You're losing energy and stuff. And then the whole idea about when does consciousness start, like if a baby's born,
right.
But then it becomes you or me. What is the day? What is the switch that's thrown?
I don't think there's a switch.
Well, that's what they said, but there's kind.
You had kids. Remember when your kids were just born?
No, when did they begin a personality?
And you would see them suddenly, like, they would grab your finger or something.
No, there's cognitive, like a dog knows, you know, feed me and take me out.
Right.
But it doesn't know it's a dog. It says there's no consciousness about. Or maybe also, there is.
When you're younger, how come you don't remember everything from the very beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
I don't. I have
glimpses.
Memories of
snippets. Yeah.
You'll laugh at this.
And you remember?
Mean to be, no. I don't mean to be mean to
Jerry
John
was
Byrne,
in the womb.
But John Byrne often used to say that he remembered being born.
Oh, he's
and
nuts.
We would all be like, "Yeah, right."
No,
I remember this light, and it's like, "Well, okay."
Did he really say that?
He would say that he remembered being born, and again, maybe he did.
No.
Who knows?
Yeah, it might have been a glimpse.
I can remember being in a crib looking up and seeing my aunt and my mom and stuff. Looking
you
up.
Actually like, remember that?
I do. Yeah, they go, oh, he's awake. And I remember just the snippets looking into the crib.
I had trauma when I was in the crib, and I don't remember
but
it.
You were 23 years old.
I found out about it later. My brother, who is 2 years older than
trying
me,
to kill you.
Was playing with a lighter that he stole from my uncle.
What?
And he set fire to the curtains.
Well, that'll do it.
That were right next to the crib. And then he ran and hid behind the refrigerator. My mom in the tavern smells smoke. She comes in, and the curtains are...
Really?
She pulls them down and throws them out.
You remember seeing all this?
No, I heard this story.
Oh.
And I totally believe it because my brother was like... he was like that. But I don't remember it. You'd think that I would remember it.
Would you
remember anything?
I don't know if I can remember.
Really?
I would remember little snippets of things here
like
and there.
Images?
I remember... There was a woman who lived in the apartment downstairs that my parents said I would always go downstairs because she had a box with toys in it.
Yeah.
And I would always want to go down there and play with toys. And I remember distinctly going downstairs and an image of a woman, but I don't remember the toy box or something like that. Like I remember, it's weird. I remember stuff
easy
like
box.
That.
But
I know. Not when I was real, really young.
Really?
Yeah. I remember as a little kid... Not laying on the floor, but sitting at the kitchen table watching Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah?
And drawing.
Well, what year could that have been? 60s?
I was born in 57.
Yeah.
But it was the end of 57, so...
Twilight Zone was what?
You start counting with 58, 59, 60. Maybe 60, 61. But I also remember reading comics around four years old.
4, I think. I can remember stuff when I was 4, 5.
But traumatic.
I remember kindergarten. Don't you remember kindergarten?
I do.
You remember
I remember
preschool.
My teacher, I remember some things.
Miss Rosenbaum was my teacher.
I remember
teacher.
I was a kid and my uncles were all re-roofing the garage.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. And I was up on the roof with them because the back end of the garage was like right up against the hill. So
yeah.
It's not like you were up.
You just walked up.
So you were up there.
But it was cool to be up on the roof.
But I remember it was cool to be up on the roof. Yeah. And my uncles took their shirt off because it was a nice sunny day. And I wanted to be a man, took my shirt off. And I remember they all lied down on the roof.
Yeah.
I remember lying down on the roof. I don't remember. They told me.
Get
I slid off the roof.
Oh.
And I scraped up my back.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And they had to like put bandages on my back.
Oh,
and
shit.
I had to lie down on my stomach and stuff.
Oh,
I don't remember that, but I remember taking my shirt off. I remember lying down on the roof.
I remember.
I don't remember sliding and falling off
the roof.
I was
going to say. Maybe
I remember being in kindergarten. I think it was kindergarten, and having the teacher come in and tell us all that John Kennedy.
Oh, no kidding, really?
Was killed. And it was like, oh, my God. I didn't know anything, like, he was president or anything.
Yeah.
I just remember the teacher was crying.
It was
she was really emotional, and it made it, like, an impression on me.
I remember watching the movie.
And then I remember that the funeral stuff was going on so long that they preempted cartoons.
Oh, yeah?
I remember as a little kid, like...
How long is this going to last? I remember my grandparents watching Watergate. That was like a thing. I'd come home from my kindergarten or whatever it was. Shut up, Watergate's on. There's the president. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I remember having an argument with other kids about who was going to be president after Nixon.
Really?
And,
that was 75.
And I'm like, well, Ford's got it in the bag. The election after. Ford's got it in the bag. I was wrong.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I remember distinctly telling someone, Ford's got it in the bag.
I remember when Nixon resigned.
Yeah,
the same summer.
Had a newspaper.
It was the same summer that Hank Aaron hit the
home run
that beat Babe Ruth's record.
Nixon quits. My dad had the headline of the paper.
I actually had a video camera, and I was 8mm
taking
a picture of the TV of Hank Aaron.
Yeah. No, I remember watching it.
Up for that.
They would have it. It was like Monday Night Baseball type of thing. Everybody was watching.
How about that? Yeah. That guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Hank Aaron wound up in Milwaukee again because he started out with the Braves.
Yeah.
And then he was with the Brewers at the end of his career.
See?
And but I was
Tom Carvel ice cream. I mean, whatever that.
I was older.
I'm Tom Carvel.
When I first moved to Connecticut, I remember
Fudgy the Whale, Cookie Puss.
I was like,
how long did it take you to figure out that Fudgy the Whale was actually Santa Claus?
Well, you started looking at the mold. Wait a minute, that's the turkey upside down, isn't it?
Wait a minute, what are they trying to do?
We didn't have those cakes, ice cream cakes in Wisconsin.
We'd buy them. They were frozen like a rock. Remember, you had to leave it out for a couple hours before you thought you'd snap a knife in it. It's like, what the hell?
You know when you get lost down these rabbit holes of videos on Facebook or Instagram?
Oh, yeah, I've watched those.
I was watching one, and the guy's like, are you kidding me? Like, he shows a video of some guy eating a birthday cake. He goes, are you kidding me? I could have done this all my life. And he goes to the McDonald's drive-thru, and he asks for a birthday cake, and they have them.
Do they really?
Yeah, wait, you can
even now?
Even now. Like, he did it recently. You go through it. Yeah, it's like $40, and you can get a birthday cake through the McDonald's drive-thru.
Wow.
What kind of cake? Is it ice cream cake?
It's a sheet cake. It's a birthday cake. No, not ice cream.
It's made with hamburger.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never heard that.
Ketchup ice cream.
Is it like it's a secret menu? If you go to a McDonald's, they say it's my birthday.
There are secret menus.
When you go to
In-N-Out,
Jungle or something, Go Animal, and they give you like a special burger with like everything on it and stuff. No, Ming Chen, the guy from Comic Book Man, he like knows all the secret menus. You go, what about?
Anybody still put like cheese on the apple pie at McDonald's?
No.
No, that was the thing when they first.
Well, I've seen apple pie with cheddar cheese.
When they first introduced the apple pie,
oh my god, those things were lava.
It was like a piece of cheddar.
Do you remember burning your roof of your mouth on those? Oh my god, they would like cook them in the oven or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go to bite into it, and it was like,
but they were good.
You never went to McDonald's. Oh my god,
they were good. They were
so hot though. Yeah, but it would literally burn the roof of your mouth.
But by the same token, that was like when you got the TV dinner. And it had the little cobbler or something.
Yeah, the apple cobbler.
The sugar stuff would always get like
super hot.
Lava hot.
I don't know if they make those anymore. We were talking about the Hungry Man dinners where you pull back the Salisbury steak.
And it would be like the apple compote or something.
Talk about nobody listening to us anymore.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's true. I don't mind it. Somebody does.
But you're
6 months out. I think the tunnels get out or the lights are just flickering.
Get out. You're out of here.
I haven't seen any good horror movies.
Thanks, boys.
I haven't seen anything fun.
I haven't been out of the house for a week.
What's coming out now? What's coming out next? Nothing.
I dropped a check. I haven't been out of the house for a week, so this was fun. Thanks.
No, but what's the next big movie?
I thought there was something at the end of
Beetlejuice. I'm excited for.
That's not till fall.
Yeah, I know.
Deadpool's the big summer one.
There's stuff coming out. There's something, and I forget what it was.
It used to be like every week there was something for a while. Yeah. Remember? It's like one after another.
Well, but again, now it's like,
they got a lot of dead area. I told him there's no Marvel movie coming out for Free Comic Book Day. Remember every week there would always be that Friday opening?
Right, because the Deadpools was going to be made.
Yeah, but that's July now.
Yeah.
So there's nothing.
Even like Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes is coming out. That's probably
late. That's later.
May. May 15th.
After
Free Comic. That's about it.
Well, I was looking at the list and there is stuff. It's just not superhero stuff.
Something opens up the weekend movies. Aliens. There's another Alien movie coming out. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
But that's, when is that?
August 16th, the day Trificon is. I was like, maybe I'll skip the show's bad. I'll go down to the movies.
Yeah.
Where are they? They're at the movies. Is things that bad?
Yes. The Joker is out in the fall.
The Joker's out in the fall, in November. Yeah, that'll be like a big holiday. But they're already going off about that. They haven't seen it, but the internet hates it because it's got 15 songs on it. I'm like,
You got Lady Gaga in it.
What do you think's going to happen? Tap dancing? I don't know. Internet's not happy. Internet's never happy.
Try not to go on.
Internet's a big baby.
I mean, the problem is,
I've been watching the X-Men cartoon. I watched that last night.
Is it any good?
Yeah, part three.
Is it any good?
Yes. Yeah, well, if you like the X-Men, yeah.
See, it's an adaptation of the cartoon.
No, this is just the comic books, basically.
It's better.
Yeah.
Because I remember the cartoons and going like Marvel animation always looked.
No,
really
it's smoother. It's smoother.
It's better.
But they purposely made it look like the old stuff. But it's about a half hour. It's fine.
But I mean, you're not tied to it like, oh, it follows the cartoon.
No, it follows the comic book. They basically took about 10 issues and shoved it into a half an hour.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
It'll be fine.
The Power Cosmic Podcast has been brought to you by Mitch Alec, producer of Terrificon, Connecticut's Terrific Comic Con, happening every summer at the Mohegan Sun. For more information, go to terrificcon.com. And for more information about Jerry Ordway, go to your local comic book store, like Cave Comics in Newtown, Connecticut. And if you're looking for good pizza, check out Colony Grill Pizza, located in Stamford, Fairfield, Milford, and many other places, even Arlington, Virginia.